Patricia Lyons Simon Newman died this week at the age of 84. She was the mother of Weekend Edition's host, Scott Simon. Scott's tweets from the Northwestern Memorial Hospital became a window into his mother's life and death and the intersection of grief and technology in the 21st century. Scott sent these thoughts.
Thank you for all the kind notes and messages from truly millions of people. When I flew to my mother's hospital room here in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, I didn't expect it to become, and prayed that it wouldn't be, the place where she would die. I didn't set out to keep a deathbed vigil in short bursts, and I'm only now beginning to appreciate how the glimpse of her spirit in those tweets touched something raw and beautiful in so many people. I was a son trying to help his mother. But as we sat up through the long days filled with beeps, bleats, and fears, and as we struggled for sleep over long nights, she was just so charming, funny, and interesting. All those great deathbed speeches, my mother told me, well, they had to be written in advance. But as our hours wound down, her wit and insight seemed to sharpen and deepen. Listen to people in their 80s, she said. They've stared just across the street at death for a decade. They know what's important in life. The last errand my mother asked me to run was to give a little cash to two women in her neighborhood, one who did her nails and a seamstress who'd pinned up a pair of slacks. They work hard to support their children, she told me. They need this. Both women were touched and tearful. They refused to take the cash. She went to the hospital before I could do her nails, said the manicurist. I can't take this. My mother tells me that you have a little boy, I told her, and she said, yes, he's six. Well, my mother once had a six-year-old boy, I replied. She worked as a secretary and a sales clerk and a lot of other jobs to support her son, and here I am. And we both want you to have this. So anytime you've heard me be gracious and kind in our program, it reflected my mother. Anytime I've been snippy or sarcastic, I fell short of what she taught me through her grace. A few nights ago, my mother recalled the names of some friends, family, and Chicago characters who are in the cemetery where she was interred yesterday. We'll have parties at night, she said. I believe that. My mother told me.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town, the toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it, that's your bottom dollar, you'll lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday could not shut down.